This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres made a rare move on Wednesday to formally warn the Security Council of a global threat from the Gaza war, as Arab states seek to leverage that to renew a push for the council to call for a ceasefire. Spokesman Stefan Duharik.
The Secretary General urges the members of the Security Council to press to avert a humanitarian catastrophe, and he appeals for a humanitarian ceasefire to be declared.
The United States, one of five veto powers on the 15-member council, is opposed to a ceasefire between its ally Israel and Hamas because it believes such a move would only benefit the U.S.-designated terrorist group Hamas. The U.S. has taken a historic step to seek to punish Russians involved in the Ukraine war, AP correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
It's stunning that we've gotten to this point in the first place.
The president says the U.S. has run out of money to keep helping Ukraine fight Vladimir Putin's Russians, and Kyiv will suffer if the GOP does not authorize more aid.
The Republicans in Congress are willing to give Putin the greatest gift he could hope for.
The president's aid package for Ukraine, Israel, and other security needs faces stiff resistance on Capitol Hill, with some Republicans insisting on big border policy changes in exchange. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Biden has signaled a willingness to make significant changes to U.S. migration policy along with the border with Mexico to draw Republican support. The White House warned this week the U.S. is running out of time and money to help Ukraine repel Russia's invasion. Again, Biden pleading with Republican Party lawmakers on Wednesday for a fresh infusion of military aid. This is VOA News.